You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
As we sit here riveting with Ryan Stahl, and Ron will be joining us shortly, Bob Haney, Nolan McGraw. Let's go back to Mike Elias. Earlier this week, no longer the GM. He's the president of all things Orioles. Got a promotion 6-7 months ago, and nobody knew about it. No one knew about it. It just kind of slipped in there on one of their press releases. Here's Mike Elias addressing the masses down at the warehouse earlier this week, explaining what the hell was this all about?
I know that came out in a bit of an unusual way.
Really?
That was an arrangement we reached this year in the spring.
Uh-huh.
And at that point in time, with everything that we had going on, it wasn't a huge immediate priority for me to announce that, or for us to announce that. Got into the season and things started to go the way that they went. It was nowhere near my mind at that time to address that situation.
Okay. So you got a promotion. New nameplate, so you didn't announce it because it wasn't a priority. I think it was kind of a big deal that you got this level up. And because the season was sucking, you figured, oh, by the way, I'm the new president of baseball operations. I mean, you've been running things all along anyway. So, look, this guy is smarter than I'll ever be. Ever was. Actually, I think in the fifth grade, I was kind of up there in the intelligence level. But I don't get the logic here in any way, shape, or form from him or from the way it was handled. Just go ahead. You're okay. Nobody's going to go, I can't believe it. It was kind of expected, if anything.
Right. But again, you know, it's not just him being promoted. It was the additional news that came out through the Athletic report. They were the ones to uncover it and then drop that bomb in September. And everyone's saying, where the hell has this been?
Right.
But it wasn't just, oh, Elias's title has changed. It's his title has changed, and they plan to hire a GM under him.
Mm-hmm.
That was the big newsworthy thing for me, because that raises all these other questions. Well, what exactly is that person's role? Is Elias relinquishing any power? Is he stepping down in any area? Like, so many other questions pop up when we already had a ton to begin with. And in typical Elias fashion, we don't really get many answers.
Well, here's a follow-up to that. Was the promotion David Rubenstein's idea? Was it his idea, Mike Elias? And all right, since Nolan has pointed out, there's an opening for GM. What the hell's going on with all this?
Yeah, that's something that comes from above me. And like I said, we made the arrangement in the spring.
Arrangement.
Whether it's the manager position that's open, or the potential GM hire. I don't necessarily want to break down an exact profile of skills or a scouting report that we're going to need or going to emphasize. I think it's about a general package and talent and personality.
What was that? Now, is the GM, whoever it is, and didn't he elaborate later on, which we'll listen to, that hiring one's not even like way down the list of priorities that they have. So if that's not a priority to get a new GM in, what the hell? Are they just there for a title and, you know, pose for fans and go out and hang with Mr. Splash, depending on the success of the season? None of this makes any sense to me.
Right.
And he did say that this was at the behest of people above him.
It just feels like you're hiding something, right? And if you're not, then what's the hesitancy to say anything about it? I know Mike Elias has been very tight-lipped. You know, he doesn't come out here and talk about, you know, we're trying to sign these guys to contracts. He keeps a lot of that stuff behind the scenes, and hey, rightfully so.
No doubt.
But the one area where I think he should be willing to give a little bit more is, you don't have to reveal everything, but be a little more forthcoming with the media. Because like I was just saying, all this does is create more questions. You know, you make these moves and you don't announce them, and then it gets uncovered by the media, which already looks shady to begin with. You know, naturally get asked questions about it. You don't have a straight answer. It's just one question goes deflected and three more pop up in its place. And you could easily just squash all of this and put it to bed if you gave even half an answer. He's not given anything.
What arrangement? It's like you're going to marry, you know what I mean? You're
an open relationship.
You're going to be forced into a partnership that you're reluctant to get into, but it's been prearranged whether you like it or not. So it's all vague. It's all what's Dan Conley's favorite, nebulous. It's just, I don't get any of it. So it's still, okay, our new arrangement, air quotes, has me as the president. Sigma Idel's probably going to be the vice president, right? Even though, isn't Adam Jones technically the assistant to the general manager? That's kind of been forgotten over the last few months. And now a GM's going to come in to do what? Elias is still going to run the draft. He's still going to run free agency. He's going to still be in charge of who they will pick as the new manager with the assistance of Katie Griggs, apparently, which we'll get into. It's an interesting scenario, another dramatic thing added to what's going on with the Orioles in a season that has been, maybe based on expectations, one of the most disappointing they've had in years.
Right. And you could really do yourself a favor by just being a little more transparent. And you would maybe take a little heat off of yourself if you're Mike Elias. You know, the only thing that even was close to a nugget out of these two cuts that we just played was him saying that it came from above.
Yeah.
But even then, that doesn't say Rubenstein by name. And as we've discussed many times, he's not exactly the baseball expertise guy. So it makes you wonder, well, big ownership group, was it someone else in the ownership group? Was it a collective decision? Again, here we are again. More questions, no answers.
When we come back, Ryan Ripken's going to be joining us. We'll rip it with him. We'll talk about Mike Elias, the press conference, the aftermath of it. Big offseason for sure for him and the organization as they try to make this debacle of 25 wash away. Ravens are getting 2.5 at home. Kyle Hamilton didn't practice yesterday. I'm still looking for the attendance report out there at one winning drive. We know Lamar's not playing, or the Houston Texans wouldn't be favored by 2.5 points.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.